TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. I know it's chilly. And Friday, from the looks of it, we will be getting snow. The latest that I'm seeing is about an inch, maybe a tad more. I know Jeremy's got his tentacles into our friend Matt DiNardo over there at 8 News to get Matt on with the real details. I mean, we need to know. There's sometimes, in some places, you'd hear an inch of snow and you'd just move on with your day. Here, an inch of snow, as you know, perhaps, could send everybody home for the day. And, you know, it's bizarre. In fact, it's bizarre, because Friday is the bizarre. And then it runs through the weekend. But Friday is the day that I think Heidi was actually headed over there. She's got to get her posse together and do a little adventure over there. She was making her list and, you know, checking it twice and all that other good stuff. But she was going to go to the bazaar, bizarrely, on Friday. But if you got an inch of snow in the morning, forget about it. We're not going anywhere. The latest that I've heard, and I get this from my home weather station, Heidi, says that it should start around 5 o'clock in the morning on Friday. So we'll keep you updated. I mean, my advice to you, stay very, very, very close. We'll continue to monitor that. We'll deal with it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We've got some good news. If you are a new parent or a relatively new parent, Luke Pettit is going to be with us. Luke is the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. These Trump accounts, man, are just going to be incredible. Gosh. And I think I've aged out of it, right? Or my kids have aged out of it. I think they're just, again, too doggone old to do anything beneficial for me. But you might have little ones. And so the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for President Trump is going to be with us. I think it says, what, 315, Germ? Is that right? 315, 335? Our pal Barry Moore, President, Chief Executive Officer of the Better Business Bureau serving Central Virginia. Barry's going to be along at 4:35. They got a lot of great stuff coming up. And, you know, I know, we all know at this point, it is scam season. Tis the season for folks to be trying to rip you off. God, what a terrible situation, right? This is generally speaking. Oh, 3:35. Excellent. Okay. All right. Excellent. 3:35. Perfect. This is a time of the year you would think most people would be happy. I'm pretty happy this time of the year. I really am. I really am. I'm pretty happy about it. Now, January, I get a little depressed because in January, that's when I fell at the radio factory and that changed my life entirely in the wrong direction. That's sad, but true. You hear these words, permanently, partially disabled. It's 6 years now since that happened. 6 years since that fall. And I can't even begin to count how many surgeries and medicine bottles and all the rest of that stuff. But it was life-changing. Not in a good way, either. I went to Israel. That was life-changing in a good way. But the fall, not so much. So I get kind of bummed out for the last, it'll be 6 years in January. But December, everybody's happy, right? Should be, anyway. And we get all sorts of ripoffs that are happening as we speak. So we'll talk with Barry Moore about that. On a happier note, you know, we're celebrating 100 years of the Voice of Virginia, correct? Yesterday was the 13th anniversary of yours truly taking over the afternoon program here full time. I am trying to assemble an actual list of the guys, and they were all guys, who were the afternoon hosts before I arrived. And I do need your help on this. Let me share with you what I've got so far, and then I do want to invite you to hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. I was sitting down and thinking, okay, here it is. It is 100 years for News Radio WRVA. And we've had a lot of people pass through these doors. Heck, man, in 13 years, I've seen a lot of people come and go. In 13 years, as I think about it, I have seen one, two, three, four. I think this is the fifth General Mangler. It is one, two, three, fourth program director, the second news director. I can't even begin to count how many people have gone through the newsroom and the salespeople and promotions director. I think I think it's the fourth one. I think maybe fifth. I'm not sure. It's a lot. It's a lot. But I'm not putting together a list of those folks, right? That's for other people to do. I need to put together a list because I really do want this 100th anniversary to be special. It's such a rare situation that a radio station survives for 100 years. There's some that have been here and have departed the broadcast coil, if you will. There are some stations that have been around and morphed and changed. So, but WRVA is one of a handful of stations around America that has actually been on the air consistently since day one for 100 years. That is huge. So here's what I know from the afternoon show. All right. Last 13 years, me. But before me was my friend Leland Conway, and Leland was here for about a year and a half. Before me, everybody was in and out in about 18 months. So before me, it was Leland Conway. Before Leland, it was Doc Thompson. And before Doc Thompson, as memory serves, it was Mac Watson. And before Mac Watson, it was Michael Graham. So I know, actually, I think I know everybody on that list. I do know everybody on that list. But before that, not a clue. Not a clue. So let me ask you a question. Can you help us out? Hit me up on that James River Air text line. I know you didn't think I was going to put you to work this afternoon, but you've been here longer than 13 years, and I'm hoping you'll remember some of the folks that preceded me. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. And I don't know if you just heard the news. As always, excellent news. Now, this is the second news director that I've had, Charles Pyle. And he is doing the best job that I've seen in that newsroom in 13 years. Just going to say that, just for the record. Anyway, but Charles reporting on that. We got pot shops coming to every community in Virginia. anywhere that a connected Democrat has a connection with another Democrat and decides they want to open up a pot shop, it's coming. Localities are not going to be able to say, we don't want weed emporiums in our community. Think about that. Now, I'm thinking where I live, Hanover County. Now, of course, we have the town of Ashland. No question in my mind, the town of Ashland will be thrilled to have a weed shop. They will. They will. The town of Ashland itself, the town proper, will be happy to have a pot shop. There you go. But the rest of us in Hanover, I don't want one down here near Patrick Henry High School. But we're not going to be able to reject them, apparently. It is outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. Hit me up on that as well. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Use the James River Air text line, and we'll take a look at that. So, two things just cooking around right at the moment. First, this idea that there is a pot shop coming to your community, thanks to Virginia Democrats. Secondly, 100-year anniversary of the Voice of Virginia, News Radio WRVA. I need some insight on some of the prior afternoon guys. Oh, and that was the other thing I was thinking. With Rich Herrera now hosting Richmond's Morning News, Rich is the third host of Richmond's Morning News that I have seen in 13 years. But there were certainly guys before that. Now, some of them I know. I know those names, right? You had Tim Timberlake, did we not? We had Alden Arrow. There had to be some folks before them, I would think. We'll talk about it. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. So the Christmas tunage has officially started, correct, Germ? That's why we're hearing all of this. Will we get to Hanukkah tune, somebody asked. Yes, we will get to both Hanukkah tunes at some point, but we don't want to, you know, we don't want to blow them both out on the same day. We will get to them. There's dreidel, and, well, there's dreidel. All right. Let me take a look at the James River Air text line real fast here. 833-804-1140. 804 says, Jeff, you need to lobby Congressman John McGuire to allow these Trump accounts for disabled people regardless of age. Okay. I think that's a valid thing. You bet. Yeah. Next time Congressman John McGuire is on, I absolutely will share that with him. 303, this is Mitchell in Chesterfield, says, Jeff, an inch of snow is hardly any snow. Mitchell in Chesterfield. 303, formerly from Colorado. Mitchell, sit down and let me tell you a story, my friend. 13 years ago, I had the same attitude. An inch of snow is ridiculous. We would just blow it off the back of the minivan if we were back up en masse, yada, yada, yada. And I railed about it for a couple of years, couple of winters. I was just outraged, livid, bat crap crazy, off the charts about how we did such a terrible flipping job when it came to removing snow. Now, all these years later, I realize that the official policy of, hey, it's Virginia, it's going to melt, we don't bother plowing it, is actually just fine with me. I just don't care anymore about that. Let's see. Goochland 804 says, Jeff, what day and time are you planning to tell the Christmas tree story? That is a good question. It's always before Christmas, of course, and as I've done every year for 13 years, it's what, the last 2 weeks of December we're always off, Germ, right? I always save up the vacation time and take it then. So, yeah, sometime in the next week or two, I will absolutely tell the story of me buying my first ever Christmas tree, which will help to explain why I am no longer allowed to buy Christmas trees. People are always puzzled, Jeff, well, why didn't you know about Christmas trees? Because I'm Jewish. Well, then why did you buy a Christmas tree? Because I had a girlfriend who was not. My wife now, but 804 says, Jeff, Jerry Lund was the afternoon host back in the early 90s. Robert says, Jeff, Doug Carrick was the afternoon host in the late 70s. 804 says, Jeff, Jim Jacobs was the guy that was there the day the WRBA stopped playing music, but I don't remember the date. Okay, fair enough. 804. I believe Lou Dean was there, and I believe that Jim Jacobs was there as well. All right, I will take a look for that. Tom 804 says, Jeff, Sean Hannity was on from 3 to 6 for a few years. I don't know if that is actually correct. I'm going to have to look into that. I'm not totally sure about that. Jared from Mechanicsville says, Jeff, didn't you host the morning show when Barrett left? Well, I did, and that was because there was no advance planning. It's another story for another time. But yes, I agreed to fill in for a few weeks while they tried to find a new morning guy. And that was John Reed came along. Yeah. Jance in Ashland says, hey, Jeff, you're absolutely right about Ashland, the town. It wouldn't surprise me if the powers to be haven't already put in for a weed whack-a-doodle shop. Oh, they will love it. They will absolutely have one there. Steve from Chesterfield says, hey, Jeffs, I like your show. I'm glad that you've been able to hang with us on the radio for so long. Congratulations. I don't like having to get used to a new personality on the radio. Where does Jimmy Barrett fit into the progression? Well, Jimmy did mornings and never did afternoons, so far as I know. And there you have it. All right. Jan also says this of Ashland isn't the town I grew up in anymore. 804, let me get to this quickly. Tom and Henrico, then we'll get to Charles Pyle in the news. 13 glorious years, Jeff. Jimmy Barrett did well in choosing a man with a family to set up roots in Richmond. I have been listening to WRVA since I moved here July 2002, enjoying every moment. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Very nice. I will also explain that the... Jimmy Barrett did not bring me here, although that's what everybody thought. Well, I'll give you the details. It is Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. We've got all sorts of great stuff happening. Unfortunately, Friday we are talking about some snow, which will absolutely wreak havoc. Absolutely wreak havoc with Central Virginia. You know that, and I know that. 5 o'clock in the morning is when we are hearing it is going to start, and it could be hitting us from 5 in the morning till, 11 a.m. or noon, and so it's going to wipe out the day. But we'll keep you up to date on that, I promise you. My kids are too doggone old to do anything but cost me money. However, some of y'all are about to get a great benefit. The Trump accounts that we've been hearing about, we heard about them during the Big Beautiful Bill. Remember, Congressman John McGuire was here. We had Congressman Rob Witt. We had a lot of people here talking about, well, they are real now. And Luke Pettit is the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury overseeing this sort of stuff. And I'm just thrilled that he's got a couple of moments for us. Luke, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me on.
First of all, I hate to say it, but my kids are too old, right? The youngest one is 21. He's not doing anything good for me at this point, is he?
You know, unfortunately, as passed in the working family tax cuts, it's solely focused on children under 18. But I think that presents an opportunity for the next generation here. And, you know, maybe your grandkids will be able to participate.
There you go. I love the idea behind this. Do me a favor, because a lot of people have sort of heard about this in the background, but bring us up to speed. What exactly is this Trump account that kids are going to be able to have?
Sure. So these are essentially retirement and investment accounts that the Working Family and Tax Cuts bill created with the name Trump accounts. They basically give every child in America a real financial head start, and they allow Americans to build long-term savings from birth and harness the power of compound growth. And so these will be accounts that will be created. Children under 18 will be able to create them starting in the 4th of July of next year. And parents with children that are born during the Trump administration from January of last year till the end of 2028 will be eligible for $1,000 of contribution from Treasury to seed that investment. And so hopefully what these will be is accounts that will start to help kids have ownership in the American economy, grow, learn about compounding, investing, and really set themselves up for financial success over the course of their lives.
My gosh, I love that. What are the restrictions? There's got to be something, right? I mean, the kids can't take them out in a year, can they?
No. So when a child turns 18, it would basically work just like a traditional IRA, giving, young adults strong financial foundations they can use those funds for higher education, save for a first home, or just, work towards a comfortable retirement.
Okay, excellent. And so we're talking about retirement, but would it also be available to them? Let's say somebody grows up, they get to be 18, and they're thinking, I can use some of this money for trade school, for college, for other things, or is it strictly to hold on to until retirement?
So while the intent is really to build a nest egg for the duration of the lives of these children, the funds themselves, once they turn 18, if it's to start a business, if it's to pursue higher education, they will be available. Based on the use and the ultimate end of the funds, there might be different tax treatments, but the money basically becomes theirs as a traditional IRA to do with it what they need to succeed in life.
It is beautiful. Luke Pettit is joining us, the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, overseeing all of these Trump accounts. I saw earlier that the Dells, Michael and Susan Dell, have committed $6.25 billion for these accounts as well.
Yeah, that was a historic announcement yesterday in the Oval Office, announcing truly, like you said, a historic commitment. That's $250 per child for up to 25 million Americans. And that really shows the power and the philanthropic nature of a lot of, the wealthy Americans who I think are looking at Trump accounts as a unique way to give back to the country and do so directly and to bypass, going through the philanthropic industrial complex and maybe not having as much thrust of the giving that a lot of these wealthy and successful Americans, the impact they want to have on our country.
There is nobody, in my opinion, Luke, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but there's nobody except for President Trump who could have put this idea forward and said, follow me on this, because this is just brilliant.
No, you're right. And if it weren't for his leadership and for him leading in the waning days of negotiating the working family tax cuts this summer, this program never would have launched. And I think he realizes the power, you know, being a businessman and an investor, of getting this broad-based exposure to capitalism, to the markets, to American youth from a young age. And this is going to be a fundamental and paradigm shift in the way that children view investments, the markets, and capitalism more broadly.
What about the donations, or the deposits, right? I guess donations is the wrong word, but deposits. Parents, I'm assuming, would be those who would fund these for the most part. Would anybody else be able to deposit it? And are there any limits on what they can put in there?
Sure. So, you know, family members like parents can contribute up to $5,000 per child. Governments and nonprofits can do so in addition, above and beyond that $5,000. But you're also going to see, hopefully, a broad-based uptake in corporate interest. And so employers, think about your local employer wanting to provide another benefit to you. They can contribute directly to your children's accounts as well. And so I think you're going to see a lot of different sources of these funds come up in the next 6 months in the run-up to the 4th of July next year.
Now, you said $5,000. Is that $5,000 total, or is that $5,000 per year?
Per child per year.
Wow. Oh my gosh, Luke, it is incredible. All the more reason I resent my children aging out of this so fast. But that is just wonderful. $5,000 per year per child, and it can come from other folks besides their parents. I think this is one of those things that is, it's not just a landmark thing, but it's a legacy thing. I mean, a lot of us get to an age, President Trump certainly is at an age where he's thinking far beyond his own years. This is a true legacy that President Trump is creating for our nation.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, it's not just about the contributions. It's also about the compounding. Yes. S&P 500, his average annual return of 10.5%. You compound that, even that $1,000 seed that newborns will be getting, it's 65 years of compounding. It's $674,000. You start contributing regularly to the programs. This is going to be a significant sum for a lot of these children, especially those who wouldn't have access to investment funds earlier on in their lives.
All right. What about the whole investment part of it? Because you're talking about some of us, I would include myself in this. My family would not have known anything at all about investing. Are we supposed to be managing these accounts and picking stocks for our kids?
So no, not out of the gate, these investments are going to be restricted to low cost, broad U.S. stock indices. We're working through that in the implementation phase now, but you can think of it like a broad-based U.S. market ETF. And so there, while there won't be those choices in terms of, you know, a single stock you might want to allocate towards, what it will do is give you broad-based kind of buy-in to the American economy. And so kids won't have to pick between stocks, but on the other hand, as America's economy grows, so will their net worth.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we're just hearing in our news about some great numbers coming out for Macy's, some other stuff improving greatly during the last year. One of the things that's almost shocking here, Luke, is that it was not only Senator Ted Cruz who was on board with this, but Senator Cory Booker. Did President Trump do it again and just bring everybody together on this one?
You know, it was a shock to see that the letter that came out encouraging companies across this country to contribute on a bipartisan basis. But I think it just speaks to the power of these accounts and how important of an initiative this is. And while D.C. is a particularly partisan place, this the Trump accounts and the concept here and the ultimate impact it will have on our children, you know, maybe that message did resonate across the aisle.
Yeah, I think it did. I was so happy when I saw that. At first, I must confess, I thought it was a Babylon Bee article, and then diving into it. All right, so folks who are hearing about this, Luke, and let me remind everybody, Luke Pettit is joining us, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. Folks who are hearing about this, thinking, okay, this sounds great to me. I think it's going to be wonderful for my kids. What do they have to do to get this stuff set up?
So I think for right now, I would direct people to trumpaccounts.gov. We launched it yesterday, and we're going to be updating it soon with some broader, you know, questions and answers on eligibility, investments, how to set up accounts. And then just stay tuned for the spring and the lead up to the 4th of July. We'll be rolling out financial literacy events, more information about what the accounts will look like and investments will look like. And yesterday's event in the Oval was really kind of the kickstart of this initiative that's going to culminate on the 4th of July next year.
It was a really cool event to watch. And you have to tell me, were you there for that?
I was indeed, yes.
Yeah. Is it? All right. Just between us. How cool is it being in the Oval Office? I've never been there. I mean, I've looked at it for my entire life and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, that's just got to be the coolest thing ever.
Between the history and the changes, aesthetic changes that have been made, it really is. It's a beautiful and powerful and significant room. And to be there even for this one event was a true honor.
Oh, my goodness. Well, listen, you're certainly going to speak with the president long before any of us do. You let him know he's got a lot of people out here in the real world that absolutely love what he's doing, appreciate what he's doing. A lot of us that have been supporting him for many, many, many years. And we do appreciate the hard work that every one of you is doing up there in D.C. It's clearly not easy, but it is working. And believe it or not, it's resonating with us out here.
Well, thank you for that, and I will do. I appreciate you having me on today.
Thank you, sir. Hope to check in again. That is Luke Pettit. He's the Assistant Secretary of the Treasury. You're hearing now about these Trump accounts. Some of us, our kids, good-for-nothings that they are, not going to help us. However, you got younger kids. This is all about you. This is all about that power of compounding. Did anybody learn that in school? That's something that ought to be taught in school, by the way. Instead of woke DEI crap, telling boys they can be girls and girls they can be boys and humans they can be cats and all this other garbage that we have in so many school divisions at the moment, here's an idea. Sit those kids down and explain what happens with compounding, with compound interest, how you can take $1,000 and grow it exponentially. What did Luke say? $657,000? Moms and dads, you get another way to look after your kids. I mentioned legacy, right? A lot of us are at a stage in our life where we are thinking legacy. I think legacy all the time. You know, what am I going to leave behind? What have I done? Have I accomplished anything? Is there something that's beneficial that's come from my time, right? This is one of those things you as a mother, you as a father, are going to be able to do for your kids. Not just able to do, but you need to do it. Jeff, I'm not going to have $5,000. Fine, put $1,000. I don't care what you put in. The point is to get it started. And teach those kids at a very early age. They can put that money in there and again, look at the power of compounding interest. Look at becoming involved in the marketplace. Is this going to put Carl Carlson and his team out of work? No. Is it going to make their job easier? I'll bet it does, because they won't have to deal with people like me who come from a background. My parents didn't know anything about stocks. You know, we were as working class as you could possibly get. They didn't know anything about it. They never owned a stock. They didn't know anything about the markets. You talk about the markets with my mom or my dad, they would have thought, yeah, we'll pick up a chicken while you're at the market. But you have a chance with these younger kids to give them that education and help them to watch that money grow. This is a great thing. I'm just thrilled about it. It is 3:48, Jeff Katz, News Radio.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
WRBA. 354, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. We are doing a little history at the moment, trying to assemble the complete list of afternoon hosts for News Radio WRVA. We've got the last 13 years covered. Yes, I know. But prior to me, I need to put together, well, because we're celebrating the 100 year anniversary of WRVA, and I'm trying to make it complete and total. I'll fill you in on a few of the other details as we head through the afternoon. And if you like your weed, you can sell your weed. No, seriously, because you're about to get some weed shops in your town, and there's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it. Thank you, Virginia Democrats. Wow, wow, wow. It is 357, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.